Welcome to episode 11 of the Boomac Brawl.
Shall give you guidance.
It's kind of like this room. there are Jesus people who walk around recruiting.
Yeah, you know what? When I was here, they used to do that. They used to
have
some Bible thing. And
oh my gosh, that is so creepy.
My one friend went to it just because he felt too guilty to say no to the Jesus people.
So what happened to him? I forgot to tell you. You know Dave? Remember I told you about Dave, my friend, we were playing Halo and stuff. He tried to pull us away from Halo and stuff, all like saying I play games and stuff. And he's like, you know, Jesus saves. And then my friend Dave turns around and says, he takes half damage. That's the same one that they had, what's his name, tell him that Final Fantasy VII would help him pass. David. Final Fantasy will not help you pass my English 1 class.
You should have walked in on me on my Porsche.
No, this long cap, I don't get it.
why is that cap so long? How did they get it that long? It cannot survive that long. Okay, what is outside of the door?
That could be a possibility.
The
they'll
door is
stalk
locked.
Us.
It's locked, so...
It stalks all members of a certain group that begins to attach.
That was scary when we were walking to GameStop.
Yeah, he never knows the Spanish Inquisition. Never expect him.
Who the hell is this?
We're not telling.
Yeah.
tell you afterwards.
Yeah, I actually have.
You, whatever you used to combine your security in the hallway, you know, room, and you turn the lights down, lock the door, and you walk through a shadow and goes underneath. You had to lock the door because it came into your room. You know, you know, some girl changing one file.
Oh my god!
It's scary shit. Scary shit. And it gets you to do stuff that you don't want to do. And he gives credit to people who don't deserve it.
I was in his class on a New York trip. It was the most boring thing I've ever been at. It was, let's say it was a seminar about something that only about 8 people in the world even cared about. And my head almost exploded.
Have you been to that museum that no one cares about? Harlem?
No.
I went there and we're trying to figure out the significance of this overall for African American culture. And I couldn't see the significance of it. It was like the most minuscule, like, museum thing I've ever seen.
I like when... When you were talking about you and your friend were at the market. And
all the
like,
markets. Oh my god. Holy shit, that was the greatest thing I've ever seen. I don't know my friend. I don't know if he was haggling with another guy from the other part of the same country. Said, we are from the same country, my friend. I will not pay you. And my friend gave him. Holy shit, he's hustling someone. Look at that. Get on that technique. Tell you know your friend. I gotta take this technique down so it's hot. Look at him. He's a nasty scammer. He's hustling, son.
I'm just so glad I don't have him. Although I am sorry to say that I have his wife as a teacher.
Well, I think we're starting to go to the danger zone here. We don't want to mention any names.
Oh yes, what happened to your friend that you said couldn't say no to the Jesus people? What happened to him?
Yes, he did.
Oh my god.
No, he didn't. He ended up moving out of Laverne.
Can we get fucking back to anime, please?
Okay.
It was amusing.
That's what being on a podcast is all about. I have
you complain about me going on stories. We need to have a separate story section so you can tell us, please.
They
come to me
at
random.
Yes, the best one random, though. So you two should stop bitching. Because you do it, too.
Shut up.
Pointing to him. Not you.
I'm still pointing to you. Shut up.
More on the spring anime lineup. I am... It's getting better and better from what I'm seeing. Like, Soul Eater?
Yes.
It's like... It's like... Suda 51...
Oh, yes, that one.
...did Nightmare Before Christmas, and Samurai Champloo somehow got into that mix. It is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
It's good for a shonen action series. I was impressed. The art style was nothing that you have seen before.
Oh, that we guys showed me earlier?
Yeah. You have to see this. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, it is. I want to see this. What was it called again?
Soul Eater.
Right.
Look for the manga online.
Oh,
go to. It's up to 100 chapters,
I
think.
I should probably work on my essay that's due tomorrow, but whatever.
Work. All right. What else is good this season? Code Geass Season 2.
Oh. Jesus
2.0. Get out of my head, Charles.
Get out of my head, Charles! You're going to advance by selling your friends?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Suzaku's slowly becoming Bob Kelso.
Seal his left eye.
I'm
actually curious to see where it goes. Unfortunately, I would have to say that they're throwing a little too much shit at us at the beginning. That's one thing I have to say against the new season.
I'm not complaining.
Guy says he's starting out slow and it's going to be really fast.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's like they're putting everything in one basket and they're expecting us to accept it as it goes along.
I do. Yeah. I have to accept that show at face value because all it is really bad, like, Shakespearean, like, drama with Death Note and Gundam mixed into it.
Oh, that is
love the flamboyant speeches and the ridiculous poses that he goes when he gives a speech declaring the reformation of the United States of Japan. You can't buy entertainment like that.
I would love it if something like that would happen.
He'd be my personal hero. In fact, Zero is my personal hero. I would seriously join.
I would go and join the United States of Japan just to be with that, with the Zero.
So the next anonymous raid on Scientology, that would be awesome if someone dressed up as Zero.
You want to help? I think we can do it.
It's really hard.
That would be really
hard. RT says the helmet's really hard to do.
I know that they sell them on eBay.
Good luck with that.
You should have them behind the anonymous flag. Yes. Declaration of the United States of Anonymous.
Dun, 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 dun.
No.
And this is my order of Guy Fawlk.
Oh wow, now we have to publish this to a non-official so hear this idea.
You just see someone dressed up like Zero and all these people with the masks and the business suit standing behind there.
That would be the most epic picture ever. We have to do this now. We have to get everyone lined up for a huge group photo.
Okay, we kind of finished the podcast.
What else was
really? Bus Gamer. It's awesome, but only 3 episodes.
I don't know. It's kind of slow and boring.
I don't know. The second episode is pretty much all fighting.
I did like the guy had just a crowbar and as his weapon.
Yeah, there's the martial artist. The comic relief is also an electronics genius. And the guy just likes to beat people with the pipe.
What else do they have? Vampire Knight.
I did not see that yet.
I saw it, Bob, forgive me, on Crunchyroll. I saw episode 1.
Bob, forgive me.
There is a forgiveness from him. He'll smite you one day.
Oh, yeah. Only hates.
It does vampires right, I think.
It is awesome. I love it. I'm so excited. I've been reading the manga, and they're coming out with an anime. I can't be more psyched. Now I have to have a witch hunt to sit there and make sure those fuckers finish the fucking anime quickly. Or else.
Episode 2, I think, is out tonight. I love it so weird, too.
Yeah.
And what else? There's another one. Allison to something like Wilson or whatever.
Is that World War One?
It's sort of like a World War alternate one. It kind of reminds me of like a Miyazaki film, like Porco Rosso.
Punk Hazards?
No. I don't know. It's hard to describe. It's like, it's good. It's different.
We can bring it in these Punk Hazards. That's pretty good.
We only have one more meeting for it because I think we're going to do spring preview after the election. Because that'll take just a half hour or so.
Well,
then we just randomly show, and then I don't know what I'm going to show on Thursday for my leading choice.
Oh, yeah.
I have to make sure it's something good.
Yes, please don't see something horrible.
If 4 episodes are out by then, we could do Code Diet.
No, but this
I
have some that.
I want to do something different.
Okay, first Death Note live action is playing like over 300 theaters across the United States.
We can only hope that it's somewhere near us.
It won't be.
I know it won't.
It'll probably be in Philly. How that I can go to it if I wanted to.
So I have to magically fly to Philly in order to watch Death
Note. Maybe it'll be during an anonymous ring, then you can get out of us.
I saw it in a club. It would just be like watching it in a club.
No, the second
movie
of Death Note. I didn't see the ending. I want to see the flippin' end! Oh, yes, you have to bring me
Death Note. He had the longest on-screen heart attack I've ever seen. That was so
and
scary.
I want to see that on-screen long
he died in like 2 seconds in the manga, and then he died in like a couple, like half a minute in the anime, and then he dies over a 5-minute monologue.
No, it took him a little bit to die in the manga. He had a little bit of a psychic...
A soliloquy?
He had a little bit of a speech and a psychotic breakdown.
That was him begging for his life, and he falls up. Although I like his last words was "God damn it," which I thought was pretty ironic.
I like, you want to see Xander Cruz from Frisky Dingo?
God damn it! Six
four. Okay, Joe.
Okay, no cheating. Death Note with Frisky Dingo.
I like whenever they look at the crab dude. Can I ride you?
Wendell's the best character in that show.
Yes.
Look away.
Was that Michael Moore?
Oh my god, he just shot himself with my gun.
Okay, but you guys, the only real complaint one major complaint I have about the Death Note live action is there was a chick in the force thing that they have is stop Kira. What the fuck? What is a woman doing in there? Well, what's more? She seems to be like...
Yeah, she should be in the kitchen.
She seems to be a confident woman.
Make
no.
me a sandwich.
Wait,
no, it's just,
why aren't you yelling at me for that?
Wait, what?
No.
I set you up.
No, it's just all the women in Death Note are basically stupid, or like the one chick in the manga and anime that was confident was killed. So it's like, what the fuck?
She was more so, she was smaller than
the girlfriend. In the movie, but she's only in the movie.
Yeah, no. What the hell is
see,
that?
that whole entire thing around the thing with Naomi Messer, I think, was the writer trapping himself.
Yes,
in that.
Exactly.
And I don't think she would really have fallen for that. I would have still wanted to go to the police station first.
Okay. For the live-action adaptation of the Detroit Metal City manga, Gene Simmons is in it.
Oh.
You know who I want to be? I really want to be a live-action movie. Bastard.
Yes.
That would make a great live-action R-rated movie.
Be epic. Be a hell of a lot better than the upcoming He-Man remake, anyway.
Oh. I have the power!
I kind of want to read Bastard.
You know what He-Man is, right?
Vaguely.
Okay. Just go away. Okay?
Okay, what the hell?
There's the most overrated cartoon of the
80s. Wait, what?
Yes.
Great.
You wouldn't have known it at the time, but if you're looking back on it, it's one of the gayest things I used to watch.
I am Skeletor.
If you look at a picture of He-Man, you'll say he's gay.
I'm gonna get you,
He-Man! I remember this giant animal-type man.
Yeah.
I like the one Robot Chicken sketch, where it's Skeletor, Cobra Commander,
in the car. Yeah,
in a car.
Mark Luther in the car.
And that was a good one! Fear the wrath of Skeletor's breakfast burrito!
Any more anime? There's no Arcana Hearts anime, which is a travesty.
No Phoenix Wright anime, which is a travesty.
Which means you are so far wrong with your little feeling or, yeah.
What's there?
I heard it offhand, but, you know how Getting On went pretty much belly up and we're not really sure what's going to happen with it, right?
Yes.
Well, apparently, it was never the guy never actually specified which ones it will be, but he said it during a panel at TECO that he would not be surprised at all if two major anime companies declare bankruptcy in Japan within the next month.
In Japan?
Wow.
No, oh, that's
and
not trying
to scare you. And no, and people think that's going, and people are thinking that it might be Toei, because Toei have not managed to break into the market in the U.S. They've completely backed out of the attempt. So they're thinking that Toei might be the one to go under now.
Oh well. Kiss Sailor Moon goodbye.
Yeah. Toei would be the first one. I'm not sure who the other one might be. It's not Gonzo. It's not Bandai. So.
We're all Bones.
What?
Bones. I like Bones.
They better not, because they make that thing that soul in your
head. Yeah. I like Bones.
I think Bandai's same though. They have a pretty good.
They merge with.
And I don't think it'll be Pioneer.
Yeah, they have
Pioneer
pretty good.
They're
pretty safe.
Yeah. I can deal with Bleach's death.
Hey,
at this point.
Any more anime news?
Yep.
Video games. Supreme Vertical Action.
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh.
It is one of the most corniest fighting games I ever played in my entire life.
But it's also one of the hardest fighting games I've ever played in my entire life.
Just want to say the actual name of the game before you go off rambling about
Arcana
it.
Arcana Hearts.
I think people know.
But it is addicting.
Well, no. Now they do.
I love any fighting game that has a main character named Part Ino, whose self-description is a love freak, and whose favorite quote that I really want to put on my Facebook is, "Fighting is like baking. You lost because you didn't have enough love."
I love the instruction book.
Oh. Or I like the German goth lowly with the bad broken English.
In fact, you have the box next to you.
Yeah,
I would like to read some
read snippets. Read the back of the thing.
Humanity's last hope is one big cat fight. Wait, they changed Supreme Vertical Action to Frantic Aerial Action.
That's not as good.
Not as good. But I would like to read some snippets from
the instruction book later.
Oh gosh.
A noble commentary on the S attack button. An exciting explanation of Arcana Force. Wonderful narrative on the option screen. You realize how awesome this is.
Aw, oh, that little quote next to it. Love me, leave me alone or die. I like that.
I get it.
That's a lonely
girl
check.
Girl 14. Surprisingly.
Oh.
Very well endowed 14-year-old.
Wait, who's at the door?
It's her.
It's Chris Hansen.
Oh, God, no!
Have a seat over there, please, Max. Now, when Frank was describing a 14-year-old girl, you said, and I quote, "I would hit that."
You better.
Better blow your brain that quick.
Yeah.
Become an anti-hero.
Become an hero.
Let's go. Oh, she disappeared.
I like that book. I'm sorry.
No, I mean,
it gives me much amusement.
Remember the creepy guy in the bus?
Oh god, that guy scared the shit out of me.
It's worse. This one's 10.
Oh my god!
Have a seat over there, please.
Have a seat over there, please.
She doesn't look 10. Shut up!
What the hell are you
I like the back
about
cover, too. Look at the back cover.
Nice!
That's what they all say, Max.
Oh, shut up! I didn't notice that you said it, so I'm not responsible. I did not commit conspiracy to have sex with a minor.
Dude, she looks 10. He's not like... We sat there and we had...
All I heard was German gossip.
This girl looks like she's 14, honestly.
I've hit that.
Actually...
It's actually an android.
Yeah, she's an android, so...
I definitely
yeah,
have her.
I wonder what the rules
the
are.
The android's 3 years old.
What?!
Androids are allowed to be 3 years old.
Bean's gonna have a field day with that one.
And I quote, 3 years in operation. Oh, I love this game. So good. It's endlessly entertaining.
It's basically a Guilty Gear ripoff.
No, I describe it as my He-Man meets Guilty Gear.
Okay,
yeah. It's like any other anime. The lines are blurred horribly.
Never say so good to me. That just immediately brings Aquarius.
Aquarion is a great piece of anime.
It's like now that, like, every time
that.
You...
It is so cliche, but it's wonderful.
And the English dub only makes it better.
I like the pimp magician commander dude.
Vainless character in that show.
Okay.
I should have brought that. You could have watched it on a disc of that.
Oh, you should have.
Okay. Probably next week. Yeah.
Okay, everyone, arm the hate cannons.
Hate cannons. Damn the harpoons!
EA. They made the absurd claim that they are video games' one great company. They are comparing themselves to Disney, CBS. Let me tell you something about EA. They make money making crappy games like Madden, and they use that money to buy actual good game studios like Westwood, and then they take the credit for all the work they do.
To the space cannon with them!
Okay, Madden, you buy one Madden, if you play football, don't buy another one because it's the same game next year.
I saw this one,
Same game,
same
like
goddamn game.
Graphics.
This one video game.
Every
comic.
Sports game they got.
I remember 94. Madden 94, I played Madden 94 on my Sega Genesis. Then I went, I played Madden something or other on the Xbox. It was the goddamn same game!
Exactly!
Same fucking controls, too!
Exactly! Didn't you change the game?
I was reading this one video game comic, I think it was Fanboys Online. But, it shows the two programmers in charge of making Madden, and all they did was, like, switch the number at the end, like 2007, 2008,
yeah.
We're done here.
That's all they do. Seriously, it's all they do, and update the roster.
Exactly.
I can't imagine shelling out 50, 40, 60, and you don't understand, because every year around fall time, people have it on reserve.
I know.
Oh my
I
god.
I used to the same damn game.
I used to work at GameStop. I saw this shit firsthand.
I don't understand.
Does it make you guys want to cry?
Yes.
It does.
Especially me. I used to work at GameStop.
It makes you want to go back and play the original Command & Conquer because that's better
than
that.
Okay, people preserving the new Madden didn't piss me off as much as the flood of the old Maddens we used to get at that time.
Yeah.
You can buy them for like $2.25.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, yeah. I see them on the wall. They cover almost an entire wall and never game stop.
We should just burn them.
Or the sports section. Use them for target
like,
practice.
Like E.T. for the Atari?
Yeah. EA.
Are we going to have a Madden graveyard?
EA has sports games. The same game, but a different year.
I think Greenpeace should leave Nintendo alone and go after EA for releasing those Maddens that people just throw away.
Exactly.
They are killing the environment.
Earth, that's true. Wind, water,
heart,
go,
planets.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
We should
Wow, you have more than one.
I told you we should have made that the theme for this one.
I wouldn't have participated.
EA
doesn't have any Japanese companies yet.
That's because
so
you're
the.
That's because you're
number
one.
I'm not an eco-jerk. I recycle.
You're an
eco-jerk. I just
refuse. You refuse to do the chant.
Yes, because it's stupid.
Captain Planet is like the most awesome show of its age.
Okay.
Let it go into retirement already.
And also on the same subject of hatred, Wii Fit is $90.
$90. What the hell did they give you that makes it worth
$90? They gave you that friggin' balance pad and the game.
What the hell is Wii Fit
exactly? Let me explain it. It's a little like board to sit on.
Stand on.
And it has motion sensors, so you can move around, you know.
It's
just like fitness games, it's all like kind of fitness crap.
So it's kind of like the old Nintendo touchpad.
Yeah, but measured balance.
Yeah, and it's not used like the old Nintendo touchpad. It's more like a fitness tool. They'll be like fitness like games like yoga, or like stuff like that.
Now if it was $50 with the pad included, that would be a good price. Of course, I wouldn't be interested in it, but I could see someone would be interested in it, and would buy it.
No, but here's what's going to happen. Here's my prediction. It's going to go on Oprah, and the second it goes on Oprah, it's going to sell like hotcakes. Because you got those...
You know what? You're right.
The Nintendo's Oprah audience...
Be rolling in the money.
The Oprah audience who are full for this stuff. You know how they like, don't just buy anything like that, because
they'll probably just buy the Wii so they can do that.
Stop. Exactly. Using that gimmicky crap and focus on making good games. You're losing to Sony and Xbox.
No more heroes. But a good thing about Nintendo, Sadness, that game from that studio in Poland called Nebreeze, they say they're using this thing called the Gamebryo engine, and they claim they can do the impossible with it graphically.
So when I first heard about Sadness, I was like, it's another game, but now when I heard this, that they're doing all this crazy shit, I'm really interested in that.
Sadness is a black and white, psychological, like, dark, depressing game that takes place around, like, World War
I. I don't want to play black and white, though.
I think it might be cool.
It could be cool. It could be.
As long as it got the atmosphere right.
Yeah, and don't make it too dark for, you know...
I like how they want to make the impression that it's black and white despite the fact that no one in World War I saw black and white, except for color white.
World War One or Two, I'm not sure the exact time.
I wouldn't mind black and white if they sat there and they have one more color. Just blood red.
They might.
So when,
you know,
when people get killed, just like, BAM!
That might be
red.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Have blood in that screen when it's a black.
Yes!
Yeah.
That reminds me of Eternal Darkness. Oh, I love that game.
That was alright.
That was alright, you shut up. You know, insanity effects. You walk
that
around
cool.
And bugs start crawling on your screen.
That was real cool.
Or when you go to save, it pretends to delete your file.
Oh, I remember that shit.
Oh, fuck!
I remember that shit.
That pissed me off.
Yeah.
My friend had a copy that was a little scratched, and we were playing it, and all of a sudden the game froze. We sat there for 10 minutes thinking it was just an insanity effect. Like, wait, is this an insanity effect? I never saw this one. Let's give it a little bit.
What the hell is this game?
Basically, it's kind of like a Lovecraftian game. You fight these deities that can make you go insane by looking at them. And you have a green sanity meter that keeps getting lower and lower every time you look at one of these enemies. And when it gets to a certain point, you're, weird stuff starts happening. Like, sometimes you walk to a room and there's a whole bunch of, like, ammo on the ground, and you say, oh man, picking up the ammo. And then the screen turns white and you're right back in the room you were before with no ammo. And sometimes your head would just pop off, and you pick up your head and start reciting Shakespeare.
That sounds like an awesome game!
It is. I'll have to bring it up. It's from the GameCube.
Yeah.
You have to bring it up!
Wasn't there a similar GameCube?
Oh, yeah, that is from the GameCube.
Yeah, it is.
I have to get that.
What's it called again?
Eternal Darkness.
I gotta see if I can find it. That sounds awesome.
That was what I was looking for that one time you were with me. You should be able to find it. I can find it in my place without the crappy one we have.
Oh, yeah. The ones up here is crap.
Oh, my two favorite characters
it's Kareem. He's like he's a swordsman, and I don't know the exact time period, but he's like Muslim, and he uses dual full words, and you end up getting this huge ass Randall broadsword that just starts chopping enemies in half. And my other favorite character is the Doctor. Now the Doctor, you can kill, when you kill an enemy, you can perform an autopsy, and there's like pictures and stuff. And the Doctor ends up going insane and going to an insane asylum. So every character after that, you can go back and look at his like mad descriptions of the creatures. And it is sweet.
Yeah.
May the nasty eyes, the darkness comes. And then off on Eternal Darkness.
Anything else for gaming, or should I talk?
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
I have some bottom up gaming.
For those of you who are interested in helping out with charities, on eBay there is a Super Mario Galaxy Wii modded Wii, and it looks really nice. It has all kinds of LEDs and a charging station for lithium ion batteries. Right now, from what I've heard on eBay, it was going for $600. But if you have the money, it's going for a good cause, the Penny Arcade Child's Play charity. And it is tax deductible.
Really?
Yeah.
I just want to get it for charity, it's tax deductible.
Yeah.
So that's a tax bracket. And for us, it's, for people who are low income like us, it's pretty much unlimited, because otherwise we would be spending almost as much as we make to be our bracket.
See, I thought, you know, because of the Wii, I didn't think it'd be that tax deductible.
No.
It's going to charity.
Wow, so that's awesome.
I have some awesome news. Miles Edgeworth, perfect prosecutor. I saw some screenshots for it, and when I first saw it, I had an orgasm, I'll admit it. I almost squealed. Almost. I retained my composure.
I felt like Edgeworth was like the god. I mean, he's the one guy that one day, if you were worthy, you would let him fuck you.
What if they canceled it?
If they canceled it on that...
You walk in, always hanging from the ceiling one
day. No. I get a note. I took a trip to Japan. All V-backs inside. They're not.
In local news, Fred Blouse assaulted the headquarters Capcom screen. Where's the Edgeworth?
Where's the prosecutor?
No,
he
just sit there and probably say, you know, make a game, or, you know, he'd have like a bomb check.
And then you have you on there. I always thought it was crazy.
These are my demands. Yeah. I want the graders to make Miles Edgeworth perfect. I'll take the Emperor
of
Japan
one of those
hostage.
I'll be one of those people thinking,
I talked to him before.
He's crazy. I knew it.
Look at him.
Just look at him.
He was on the case.
I was on the case.
I'm going to see the one day when you disappear after I hear it's canceled. It's going to have on for your ring message now. Frank's on the case. That's when you look on Yahoo News. Fred Blouse holds Japanese emperor hostage, demanding Miles Edge for a perfect prosecutor.
Oh my god!
I wonder how it would do it.
You know what would happen? It would be a joint operation because you meet your Asian clone.
Yes!
At the same time.
I think we have to bleed out your name now.
Oh, that's oops.
Oops.
Josh, you think
you
can go to
come in that green neon shirt? You have a Ned neon skull shirt.
Well, you're just trying to keep the secret, aren't you?
Look, after just participating in the raid, we don't really want any of our names out, period, let alone the full name which was just given.
that's not my last name.
Right, is it?
You didn't say it right, so.
Fake name.
Yay.
That would make me laugh, though, one day.
Oh, no.
I don't know what I'm going to do if you put that up one day.
And then,
I'd be like, eh, whatever. I'll see what I can steal from the gaming.
I just thought of something. One of my history teachers, we used to do, like, current events. Like, we'd each give a current event. You would do that in your class, and some kid in your class would say, this dude, he went to Japan and held the emperor hostage, demanding a perfect prosecutor. Yeah, I know him.
You need hometown hero. You put your family on the map.
Or hometown psycho.
Hey. my family's on some map, I can guarantee that.
I guarantee it.
Okay. The Metal Gear Solid 4 headset for $60. It looks very snazzy. I'll go around, like, talking to the Colonel.
Colonel. Yeah, thank you. We'll just go to Kodak.
Yeah. And I would like to spend a bit of time talking about... Well, first of all, before I talk about that, this company is making an SAT prep game for the DS.
Oh, my God.
They're trying to cash in on that racket.
How it's going to work, I'll never know.
I guess, like...
Yeah, who the heck studies for SATs?
Who the hell...
Besides you guys,
with the
I
latest
mean.
Additions to the SATs, I don't understand how they expect anyone to buy it for the purposes of increasing their SAT grade.
Your parents probably would want it for you. So the way they just study.
Yeah, that's true.
They got me the book.
They punked you. They pull out your Phoenix Wright cock and stuff that in there.
I would die.
With this. And did he put all this?
Boy killed his parents.
Let me click on it.
You know, I'm seem like a very level-headed person, but I have the ability to go into a rage, which none of you have ever seen
before. Like the Incredible Hulk?
Yes, kind of like that, actually.
That would be the only time that we...
If I popped in a copy of Arcana Hearts and I got a screen that said Arcana Stats on it...
Arcana Stats?
And it was nothing but a bunch of statistics in that question, I think I'd cry.
Oh my God!
Don't give us ideas!
I really would cry.
Anyone would cry.
Oh, you pop in a copy of Arcana Hearts and it says you got diabetes.
One test would just prove that.
Oh yeah, how's the blood test go?
I don't know how to take it yet.
I can even
blood test. Well, asking me that, I have to go home to take a blood test.
Just see if your urine is sweet.
Just shut these people up.
It's a great idea.
Just see if your urine is sweet. That's how they use a test for it. I'm dead serious.
They also used to shoot your urine into rabbits and see if they died. Just test for pregnancy. No, seriously, up until about the mid-80s, they had this room in the bottom, in the basement of the hospital called the rabbit room.
In fact, I think Greece, it's either Greece, and I think China or Japan, too. It's called diabetes, sweet urine disease.
Oh, thanks, Frank. Thanks. Okay, can I talk about my video game news, or do you got
one more thing?
I have some after that.
Oh, right.
The Sam & Max point-and-click adventure game, they released an episode for free. I play it. I wish I would have bought the other ones.
Yeah.
It is funny as hell. I was rolling.
I never laughed that hard. It's so many one-liners.
So what's it about?
You have to show her.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Oh my God, it's great.
Okay, I'll just describe the beginning of the story. Sam and Max are freelance police.
Oh God.
One's like a dog that walks, and the other is like a rabbit-like creature with jagged teeth. And they get a call to the commissioner, saying that the president's enacting all kinds of strange new laws, and they have to stop him. And the story escalates to find out the president's a puppet, and a giant statue of Abraham Lincoln is running. You have to run against him.
Well, the funny part is, the more and more you debate Ralph Nader's popularity, goes up higher and higher. when Max wins, he only wins by 2% of the vote.
He beats Ralph Nader by 2%.
Oh,
oh, that's great.
Wait, who's Ralph Nader?
What?
Oh. I have a stupid question, yeah.
Okay, you know what a groundhog is? You know, Groundhog Day,
yes.
For that result? Ralph Nader's like the groundhog of politicians running for president. We wait every year to hear him come out of this hole and say, I'm running.
He is running again.
Oh,
the best he ever did was when he was the Green Party candidate. He got about 2% of the national popularity vote, which was good for him, but, you know, kind of made Al Gore lose out in the end.
Yeah. That and all the buried ballots somewhere in Florida.
you know, that's the same place where the Red Cross 9/11 Relief Fund is, and the FEMA money for Katrina.
Yeah.
It's all the same place, Area 52, which is also the name of a porno movie.
Oh my god. Speaking of porno movies, I saw the funniest title for one the other day.
What?
My roommate likes to download porn for some apparent reason. He's like, you gotta come here and see the title of this. It's called The Cock Father. I guess myself when I saw that title.
Oh my god!
It was the funniest title for a porno I think I ever heard in my entire life.
I'm gonna have to go download this now, see what it is.
It's a porn!
I guess it has something to do with the mafia. I don't know what.
More coke.
Someone better do a bad impression of the Godfather.
Better forgive me, okay?
Wait, I got some.
Okay.
Someone made a new console. Basically, it's a console that can play Atari 2600, NES, SNES, and Genesis games.
Ooh!
It's like one big system, and you got like four cartridges in at once, and you get that little system selector. And there's all the ports that are made for controllers.
You know, I wish that we lived in a place where he could actually sell something like that without copyright infringement.
By now, I don't think Nintendo would.
Well, actually, there is the FC Twin, which plays a full NES and SNES games, and they do sell that.
I mean, the ColecoVision. They released that add-on so we could play Atari games.
Oh, yeah, and Intellivision games.
That would be awesome. If, like, Microsoft would get out of
it. All they need to do is a case of wood.
Oh, yeah, it's not encased in wood, this console.
They better. Tell them.
It has to be encased in wood.
Yeah.
Just like everything made from the late 70s and early 80s.
Like my TV.
Encased in wood. What is with everything encasing everything in wood?
I don't know. Maybe they thought it was like...
It was supposed to blend in with the rise and buying of those, you know, entertainment centers that you don't really get anymore.
Maybe their main customers were Ents. From Lord of the Rings and Three People.
Okay.
Wow. No.
That sucks.
Okay, is that it for video games?
No, I have another one.
Yes.
JFK Reloaded.
Oh.
I know it's old, and I know plenty of people out there who know about games have probably heard of it. It was quite possibly one of the most controversial-ish games ever made.
Mm-hmm. What about a Columbine emulator?
That was just something made with RPG Maker.
Yeah.
And it was kind of crappy.
Yeah.
It was more of a funny tone, though.
This was made from a professional studio.
Right.
JFK Reloaded is a game. It's more like almost like a historical simulation than really a shooter. You're supposed to assassinate JFK. And the point system, you get them maxed out at 1,000 points. To get 1,000 points, you have to recreate exactly the shooting of JFK as found by the commission that investigated it and determined that Lee Henry Oswald was his name.
So
here's the fun part about that game. They had a competition where the person who gets the highest amount of points gets $1,000. The highest score was 792. I think that says something.
Yeah.
That's impossible the way the Warren Commission wrote that. That is ridiculous.
He used a magic bullet.
One shot missed the car entirely. One shot went through the neck. One shot went through the head. Give me a fucking break. How did he do that?
I have no idea. Conspiracy. That's all.
But I played it for a while, and that was actually pretty fun. I'm working on trying to shoot all four people.
Actually, I know. I know how it happened. It was the fashion industry.
Why?
Fashion. Have you ever watched Zoolander?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The fashion industry.
Did you ever see Rent War?
No.
They had the conspiracy theories nuts. They accidentally killed me, Harvey Oswald, when he was sniping from the window, so they had said it right. So, since Kenny didn't die, he got indicted and, like, impeached and shit, and America was down the crapper, so they took him back in time and they gave Kennedy Harvey's rifle. They had Kennedy shoot himself from the grassy knoll. And then they go, this one's driving conspiracy nuts crazy. So Kennedy shot himself. It's a British comedy.
I believe that.
That's the funniest thing I ever saw.
Okay. Anything more?
Nope.
Yeah.
Not for anything.
Okay, a random Wikipedia article.
Yeah. Random Wikipedia article.
I was hoping I should see the Catholic
Maybe the creator of ramen noodle will come up.
I would like to read that.
Wait, Paul Atong.
He's dead.
Yeah, he ate ramen every day for his life, and it lived to about 90-something.
How the hell? Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, my
serious.
God, are you serious?
I'm serious. 1,000 grams of sodium in that. That'll give you, like, a
he
fat
He put it in ramen. Okay, anyway, what is it?
Lake Balaton.
Lake Balaton.
It's located in Hungary. It is the largest lake in Central Europe.
Yay.
Oh, that's boring.
Next.
Hold on.
Get back.
If there's something interesting about it, no one was killed there.
Okay, next. First reroll.
The United Kingdom in the Eurovision Song Contest 2007.
The Eurovision Song Contest in the United Kingdom? Who was there?
Probably a bunch of no-name hacks.
The fourth edition of I guess it's kind of like American Idol.
Okay, you don't fucking skip it. That's like Australia Idol.
Yeah, next.
Gingira.
Gingira? What is that?
It's an Akkadian word for goddess or female creator.
That's political.
Being the feminine of Gingir, which means creator.
Okay,
it can be used to refer to Ishtar or any other creator goddess in ancient Babylonia.
Awesome.
Each city had its own Gingira.
Reroll.
Na-na-na. Willowby Girls High School.
Woo! Do I want to know?
Willowby
Girls High School, where is it?
It's currently the only comprehensive public girls' school located in the lower North Shore.
Of where?
Sydney's North Shore.
Aha, Australia, so they wear skirts.
Now we can just go off to Australia. Or Japan.
We have one more, two more.
There we go.
One more.
Wouldn't they separate the guys and the girls?
No. Manassas Regional Airport. Manassas
Regional Airport.
Yep. Located
What's
in
cool
city
about?
Of Manassas, Virginia, United States. Nothing. Nothing's cool about
no,
it.
No. There has to be some kind of. Look at the bottom, like a trivia section or something.
There's no trivia section.
Oh.
Someone.
Okay, you know what? Force reroll one more time.
Some airport nerd probably is trying to make an article for every airport in the United States.
Yeah, that's true. Airport bag is airport.
Okay. Chris McDuffie.
What do you do?
He's an American musician, a keyboardist. He has performed with the Elephant Six Band, The Minders, and appears on the 1996 debut EP, Come On and Hear Me. McDuffie would later become a member of the Apples and Stereo, first appearing on the album for Wallpaper Reverie.
Is Macintosh going to sue them too?
Probably.
Okay.
That was lame. You want to force one more?
No.
Nah.
Every more failure.
Hey, tech and the internet.
Alright, first of all, let's just start off by saying XP Sword Pack 3, April 29th. That's release day.
Woo! Oh, yay. Is this the first time they've actually had a Service Pack 3?
No.
It's basically overall...
Windows 2000 Server Pack 4.
So how are they going to install it?
Yeah, it's free.
I don't know.
Wait,
once
you install it.
Server Pack 2, you know, you just download it. Or you get to see
once it. Once you get the bug where your computer just restarts.
See, that's why I'm not downloading
it. Knowing Microsoft, it probably
has 500 bugs and it needs a patch.
Yeah, my bug is I download it, and then I download, like, probably the second day, and then say, your computer crashed. You're going to install Windows. And it'd be like on the final days, and the final of version 2. On my computer.
You see, Microsoft does not beta test. They just release it right to the
public. No, they beta test.
They must be the laziest
you
people.
You know what it is? It's a trap. Your robot is welcome to Windows Vista.
No!
Could you imagine seeing that? You just thank you for installing Windows Vista.
Well,
yeah, they beta test. They release beta test to the public.
Wait. Then you'd see an away message on my AIM. They just tricked me into installing Windows Vista. Dot, dot, dot.
Frank is on the case. Dot, dot, dot. In other news tonight, Bill Gates has been held hostage in the...
Oh, God.
Get off my computer! Use your nerd power and your money.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. Blockbuster... gonna spend like $1 billion+ to try to buy Circuit City.
Oh, yay.
Don't get me started about Circuit City.
Circuit City, shit. First of all, they don't have an anime selection.
Well,
One guy was in some was posting their deal online or like, you know, their weekly ads or something, and they fucking sued him for doing it. I don't know why.
Wait, what happened?
Okay, you know how they have weekly Sunday ads? There's, you know, in the paper, newspaper, all the stores have their weekly Sunday ads.
No.
Well,
what?
Wait, you
know, I couldn't hear him.
So okay, you know, you know
Sunday ads in the newspaper.
Oh yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, Circuit City. Someone was posting their ads online a bit early, and they sued him for doing it.
You're supposed to show it early, so you get more people coming on Sunday.
Exactly.
That shit.
But then they sued him for it.
Oh my god.
And there was a whole revolt on the one website where it happened. Anyway. Okay. Since YouTube's now pushing higher quality with MP4 videos, you can now download MP4 videos off YouTube. Rip them.
You can or can't?
Can.
Oh.
So
I could already do that with Internet Explorer.
Right, but I'm just saying you can do MP4 now off YouTube. Instead of just MLBs because
they're
crap.
They're probably trying to combat with VO because I know VO, you can download it with their content and it's actually really good.
I know with Google Video, you can download it directly too.
Yeah, but YouTube's now pushing higher quality videos, so they're taking MP4. So now you can download that instead of MLBs.
That is nice.
Yeah.
VO is actually really nice. If I just get their with just their client,
well, that's just like,
I can just download
the best one.
Well,
though, was that DivX one?
Which one?
It was just like the DivX movie player. It was like awesome quality. It was a video streaming site with basically movie quality. But I haven't heard about them anymore. They used to have a lot of links on TV links.
I'm leaving DivX for my PS3 so I can watch my fans and instead of killing the industry on my PS3.
Yeah, no, but it's just they have like previews of shows and then you have like download them as a crap or to get the actual thing.
I don't
know what you have to do, but somehow I look stuff up and all they have are like these like 10-minute pieces and you have to do something in order to get like the other 60 minutes.
You're just not looking up.
I looked through all of them!
If you go to an anime streaming site, like, I forget what it's called, the one, this is where I found Zipang from, they link to the VO place, all you have to do is double-click on it, it'll take you to the webpage, then just click download. As long as you have the browser, it'll work.
Well,
I think you're just late.
I don't know how to download!
You don't have to fear yourself. Let her go.
That's a shame.
I don't know how to download.
How do I shot what I...
Michael Eisner's on the board.
Hello, I'm Michael Eisner, and you watch this anime.
You too can help kill the anime industry.
Alright, here's the story.
Their own fault for making it too
expensive. Okay, I got a story about Soviet Russia.
Soviet Russia?
Well, actually, apparently they want you, every Wi-Fi device that uses indoor Wi-Fi, they want you to register it with Russia. I don't know why, but they want you to do it. They're trying to push a motion in for this to happen.
They can suck my ass.
Every use of a Wi-Fi device is going to have to register it with Russia.
In Soviet Russia, bandwidth fucks you. It's the people's bandwidth. I'm praying to God that Putin brings back communism to the Soviet Union.
Yes.
So we can have a good old-fashioned Cold War version 2. Nice. The world was much simpler back then.
Yeah, it was.
The internet brought down Soviet Russia.
That's what it was.
All right, now on to Apple stories. The iPod Touch has been hacked. So you make voice over the internet calls on the iPod Touch.
So it's an iPhone. Basically. So you put Skype on it?
Not Skype, but Skype-like program.
Okay, cool.
That saves us a bunch of money if you want to buy an iPhone.
Yeah, not much, but...
I would do... Now, if I had a lot of money, I would buy an iPod Touch, and is that an iPhone? How much do you pay for that? Well, this is just a crappy iPod Touch. Look what I can do. Ring, ring, and I'll call him.
Oh, you could do that.
I don't know if it'll work. It's voice over internet like Skype, but who knows. There's a company called PiStar. They made a $400 Mac clone, which is basically an iMac, but $400.
Cool. Using Intel processor.
Yeah, it's like using like PC parts.
It's basically a PC.
But it runs Mac OS X.
and it's comparable with, like, an $1,100 Mac.
I mean, I don't think the hard drive or the graphics card isn't as good as the iMac, but, I mean, it's $400, you don't get a monitor, but you get
that,
like, everything else.
That proves how much
tech called Orange, the one who sponsors that.
Yes.
I heard your site was taken down, funded by Apple, but still.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Okay. Now on to the big story. Max, talk about Apple suing New York.
Apple is suing New York City over a recent ad campaign to promote the city's, like, tourist industry or something. Because it has an apple in its logo.
You know what? That's bullshit. What are they going to do? Sue the Catholic Church for having an apple in the story of Adam?
I'd like to see them try.
Oh my god, I wouldn't be surprised.
They'll send Anderson after them.
No, and then the Imperial Star Destroyer will descend from the sky. and a swarm of Sith Cardinals will descend like none other.
Actually, I mentioned
and then the Emperor will throw, and then Pope Palpatine will throw the Senate at Steve Jobs. It will be the most epic fight you will ever see.
Dun, 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 dun.
He's visiting New York.
Oh my god.
Preemptive strike.
Oh no.
The Senate.
We should post this on me.
What's funny is I was actually in that Apple store in New York on Saturday.
Oh, how could you stand it in there? My skin would fall off.
Well, it's you walk up, it's this big black cube with a little apple on it. So then you have to walk down these stairs, and it's crowded as hell in there, because it's New York.
People are retarded.
Every store in there is, you know, small. So.
I bet good old president of the ACM liked being in the Apple store.
Oh, he does.
He was like, I bet it was like watching Willy Wonka at the chocolate factory.
Basically, you know, one kid asked about a Mac, and then MacBook came and was like, here's all the things you can do with Mac. Okay, you can do this. See this photo? You just, little mouse bar, you resize like this. Amazing.
You know, we should get someone to ask him if there's any good games for the Mac.
How good does the Mac play games?
He plays World of Warcraft.
Oh.
We see, that's what would be his only response.
Can I play Crysis? No.
He played Battlefield 2042.
Right. PCs can barely play Crysis.
My PC can play Crysis.
65 frames per second?
Yes. What?
No. How would they create something like that if those people can't play it?
What has science done?
Well, I can play it.
A Mac can play it for about 1/10 per second before it melts.
It would melt.
Alright, any more tech?
I wonder if they're going to sue Applebee's.
You're going to sue Applebee's? Or they're going to sue, wait, what was that kid show with, like, an apple with worm in it at the top? Wait, The Busy World of Richard Scarry.
No.
You're gonna sue him?
They're gonna sue the Catholic Church for Adam and Eve.
Oh, but you guys want to hear something funny, though?
Are they that desperate for money that they want to sue everybody?
They can sue the Jewish and the Catholic.
Yeah.
Islamic religion, too. And that's all, it's a joint thing.
They can actually sue America for having apple pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys want to know what is funny thing is Applebee's already sued, so, like, in my town, there's this thing called the Apple Grill family restaurant with an apple on there, and the Apple Grill sued that.
McDonald's sued the McDonald's family restaurant, too.
No, well, they took it down. Now it's the Grill family restaurant, and inside, in between the words, now is beer.
The Grill?
Yes.
Wait, the Grill. That sounds like the most metal restaurant I've ever heard.
The Grill.
Welcome to
the Grill.
No. It's actually, they're trying to copy Apple. But you know what's so fucking stupid? It's one of those restaurants where they serve the tiniest portions that are not that good, and they charge, like, a jacked up price for them.
You mean, like,
jacked?
Most restaurants?
No, I mean they're actually worse than most restaurants. I mean, it's like, you know, the poor quality food with high prices.
So it's like New York City.
Yeah.
Yes! And we're done. I was in Matamoros, fucking Pennsylvania. We don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, no.
Two slices of pizza and, like, soda was like $10. what is this shit?
You can get that for, like, $3.75 at Carini's. Come on.
I almost died. I'm like, yeah, kidding me. $10?
Yeah, you go for pizza. $30.
I was starved.
You get $10, you get a whole pizza and, like, a liter of soda.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Anything else that
contact?
I'm sure there was something.
Yeah. Should we move on to our miscellaneous section?
Certainly.
Can I just say something from this morning?
You're no stranger to love.
Everyone sing.
You know the rules, and so do I.
Actually, we should have just made this the intro.
No. But...
Okay,
the anonymous raid on Scientology in Philadelphia.
Oh, God.
Yes, was after
April 13th.
Unlike the rest of the world, which is April 12th, we got cock-blocked. But we made up for it with Black Up.
I like when how they described the Scientology protests. It wasn't like six people, and three were kids. Like, little kids had no idea what they were doing there.
They weren't around.
And they were actually...
Mommy, why are these people from this place taking money from us?
They're actually bugging the Scientologists by standing on the street corners and...
Trade your flyer for a hug!
Yeah, then they traded the Scientology flyer for a hug, with a stand saying, trade your Scientology flyer for a hug. And they got most of them.
Oh my!
But, Civil Affairs told Anonymous to, taunt them lightly.
Oh god!
Taunt them lightly?
You don't have any restraint, bro.
But the actual protest was awesome.
I heard there was cake.
There was cake.
Oh, there was delicious
good?
Cake.
It was delicious cake. Did you try the Mudkip cake?
I didn't get a piece
of it. The Mudkip cake was the best. It had a buttercream frosting.
Did you try the Anonymous cake?
Yes, I did try the Anonymous cake. It
looked
good.
That was the Thompson cake. The mastermind cake.
Watch out, he knows Kung Fu.
How many people were actually at your protest?
A lot.
More than we expected.
I'd say it was 200.
And how much cake was there?
The headcount was between like 170 and 190.
And how much cake was there that you guys were able to have several pieces?
It's like five cakes there.
Plus brownies. Not everyone had cake though.
SP brownies. But when the guy was doing the headcount, there was another anon following him, going 74, 12, 13, frosted butts. And when he finally got back on track, he went from. He stopped at 74, and when he got back in the truck, he started at 72, so he ended up losing two people.
That is awesome.
Oh, but another, one or two people did complain that, you know, since it was Sunday, we didn't get enough traffic, but I'm like, you know, what the fuck are you talking about? We maxed out our flyers multiple times.
We got a lot of traffic.
You know what the funny thing
we
is?
Ran out of flyers five times.
What would you do if one day, around the corner, you protested a party van pulled up, and out the door comes Chris Hansen telling you to take a seat?
Oh, God.
I would run away, throw away the mask, and blend into a crowd like Altair from Assassin's Creed.
I'm telling you, it's going to come one day. It's going to happen.
All of you, sit and take a seat over there.
We know what you do on me. Frank.
What do you mean? You're the one talking about 10-year-old girls.
Fuck you. They don't know it's me. They could be you.
He did say your name, so you want to say his name so you know who
no.
He is.
No. Max. B. Josh, I want beeps on this. Lots of them. You will go through and beep that everything. All right.
So am I.
I'll get on to that. Right after he says his name, which is... Max!
Treasure Floss! Beep, beep, beep!
Max! Mar Vandergary?
No, it's Maximilian Pegasus!
I want beeps on this. All of it.
Dude, Max is a huge SP. He's no SP, he craps the ins.
SP, yeah.
A suppressive person. Basically, it's anyone who criticizes Scientology.
I handed out 500 flyers to him.
I like the...
I was running out in the middle of the street, and I was pleading for people to open the window, and something, lots of them did.
Oh my god!
I like when it was people...
Surprised you weren't shot.
I like when you were talking about, you might have actually known some of the people in the...
There was this SUV that drove by. I just posted it to the guy, and they could find out if he was in Philly on Sunday. I'm almost certain it was him and his girlfriend.
And he ran away scared.
He didn't know it was me, I don't think.
I'm telling you, you need to get a zero, and you need to get a flag, and you need to have everyone in the die fox, and it's the order of the anonymous.
As long as we can get someone to dress up like zero, we're going to have an epic picture. Then go, this pose.
Oh my god.
Player with a microphone and a super human voice.
the cops were the best part of the...
The cops.
The one I was talking to, talking about how, like, fat girls are the best kind of girls to date. Because when you hug them, they feel good, and, you know, they smell like food.
Oh my God!
And if you're ever hungry, you know, they pull out and probably have a cake, or, you know, they pull out, like, fried chicken, and they're like, here you go, have some food! Oh my God!
Oh God, wait
a second. Why can't I meet cops like that? You know, I'm surprised you might run the weasel one time if he becomes a Philly cop.
And, he declares the area around him a no butt punching zone. Because these three add-ons are punching this one guy's butt for some reason. A little weird, but. And didn't he tell you to stop hugging people because he almost got a girl pregnant by hugging her?
Or something.
Oh my God.
Okay, so once that leg goes up in the air, it's a bit too much.
We're hugging people?
Three hugs. We were giving love.
Now, that like anti-drug like car that was playing a lot of music. Were they Scientologists?
No. They were a group, I suppose, from a kind of Christian organization that they were all... The reason it was so cool was because they're from an organization local that's all about, you know, promoting family and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was so cool, because the band made perfect sense to come down playing music for us.
I also like...
They knew who we were.
How there was another protest for the crisis in Darfur. And we had so many people at the protest, we actually... That one guy recruited Anons to go and... protest at that protest.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Just to show how awesome we are and how much
we love them.
How much of a PR disaster Scientology is going to get.
Yeah, they're not going to be taking pictures of us snubbing the Darfur people. We care about Darfur too.
I like, you know that one guy, that one Scientologist with the little camera? Some guy made like a sign of him in the same pose as that friggin' cat.
But I tell you, Bill, one of you dresses up like Zero and does have to watch out for the Suzaku Scientologist.
Oh my God!
They're gonna take me before L. Ron Hubbard and Gius me.
Oh God!
And then I'll be like,
get out of my mind, L. Ron.
And I'll become a Scientologist for a bit, but then my power warrior awakens.
Oh my God! Do you realize just how much of a good fanfic that would make?
That would be awesome!
And then, like three guys in a guy box mask gonna jump down and, like, kneel before me. When I finally get the Gius back.
Did you get contact with the Gius?
Yes.
Until the Scientology. Like, well, that would be funny.
Please interpolate yourselves! Interpolate is basically just L. Ron Hubbard's made-up word for bugging someone. Any more on the...
You have so much fun doing that.
On the Anon protest.
Well, hopefully this next time, May 10th, that's when the next one is.
Dianetics Day.
Hope you guys all come down. For anyone who may have been there and is listening to this podcast, I was bow tie bag.
What?
Bow tie bag.
Next time I'm going to have a suit.
Yeah. Wait,
everyone
actually
calls
you bow tie bag?
No,
yeah.
I call myself bow tie bag.
Maybe I'll take it.
To identify myself.
I will protest. I'll just watch.
You should come and watch. Record us and shit. Especially if we do the Zero.
Yeah.
I'd laugh. I might have work though. SFA.
I am definitely going to. Right now, I'm going to go out and try to put together a Zero costume as soon as we're done.
I want to be Zero.
I want to be Zero.
Cool. I'm going to take shifts of being Zero.
I'm telling you.
Oh my God, if we do get Zero
back
costume,
around the flag.
We will do that.
Yes.
Back,
you need to back, get some of the flag that you should have made.
The Confederacy flag?
Yeah.
Or the anonymous flag?
The anonymous flag.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I wouldn't want, if it's going to be somebody, I'd probably go with someone else in the crowd and being Zero. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going
to
go home right now
chicken with gray hair.
And submit my, and submit an online tax return. Name anonymous, job other.
Anonymous, what is your profession? We did it like 20 times and it never got old.
Especially when we were in the tunnel and we end up through City Hall.
Yeah,
I think you scared the
yeah.
bear.
I know where you were.
Yeah.
I can come and visit easily.
Okay, what else happened?
It's only an afternoon train ride.
There were cute Anon girls.
Oh, I must applaud the Anon girls at Philly. Very nice. Very nice.
It's nice.
It's nice.
they would make some sexy time.
Wow.
Thanks, Frank.
Now we know that we don't need to tell anyone our names when we're there.
In my country, they could be prostitutes.
There would be good prostitutes in my country.
This one, not so much.
You're right. You wouldn't make a good prostitute.
We're not getting Falcon Punch in the refrigerator.
Hey, we had Falcon Punch.
Yes, we did have Falcon Punch. It was quite delicious.
We just stopped teen pregnancy in Philadelphia.
Yeah. But you, well, what the hell would you do that little prostitute comment my way? I mean, my God, you'd have to sit there and you would have to pay people to do you.
People in my country, they would go crazy. Not so much for this one.
I'm here for asking for a friend here to die. To get
you really
thing.
Are.
I mean, you really wouldn't. She's going to rage on you like you wouldn't believe, and we're not going to help you. We're just going to back into the spoons when you
think
you're blood.
No,
we're going to sit there
and
laugh.
If you guys know a big, giant person who would love to rape someone for money, please tell me.
Let's go to Coatesville. Or Philly.
Make sure he has diabetes.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, you could go down to Philly with us, go down to the alley and hire the triad. You could hire the triad to do it.
Triad.
The triad.
Yeah, we could shoot our insulin together. I'll say to you, it's not so fun, is it?
It's not to burn at all! Is it, Steve?
But you know what? I don't have blood test approved.
Well, you're going to need the blood test first, so.
Speaking of which, you have to have this information first, Steve.
Uh-oh.
Let's go eat.
Okay. Any more?
I have one little thing for miscellaneous.
What?
It's something big. It's on onemanga.com, and I finished Rosario the first season, and then the second season comes out, and give me my fucking water, and then all of a sudden, there's another chapter for the first season. Why is that?
Oops.
So apparently, the first season isn't finished, and I started the second season for nothing.
Owned. Okay. Well, I have something for miscellaneous that I just thought of, though it shouldn't have been in
your
the
corner.
Anyway. Maybe I should put it in my corner. No, this has to be separate from my corner. What happened was, you know, we were talking to our occasionally coming friend from club, you know who, and he told me that he was down at Best Buy in D.C., and apparently Best Buy is now carrying a Dragon Half 2024 Emmy combo pack.
Oh my God!
And it's amazing because both he and I have been bringing in that combo pack for years. I'm gonna go buy it.
No.
Just so I can have it.
No.
Okay.
Max's corner.
Welcome, Max's corner. We're supposed to discuss bullshit.
Bullshit.
Today, for bullshit, I don't know what we really want to talk about. I suppose we can go ahead and discuss. We already talked about Code Guys.
Yes, we did.
Shit. What do you want to talk about, Ben?
You sat there.
Make shit up.
You sat there
Rocket
and
Box.
Said that you didn't want to put the anime thing on, just put it with the other stuff and not in your corner. So I thought you had something for your corner. You had nothing.
Given that what we were just talking about, we can talk about our little trip to Philly from a different perspective. We're not going to mention very much because we've already sworn a blood pact on this. But we actually didn't see any prostitutes. That was pretty funny.
I think we did.
Did we?
I thought I saw a prostitute.
Where?
She was like a girl in like a really low cut dress, and she looked kind of shady.
I don't think Chinatown really counts because
that wasn't Chinatown. It was actually early in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember when I was looking down.
My skank sense was.
But you know what? As far as that, I was in Chinatown and I looked into this tea shop, and I saw this scarlet woman, if you will. At the end of the bar by the store, I was like, you know what? I bet if I go in there and and do Frank's famous line, I'll bet I could get in.
Oh, I know too.
Say it, Frank. Mama Tong.
No, that is my grandfather's line.
Mama Son, bring out Joe Son.
Bring out the good ones.
Then send them away. No, he would do it. Like three times just to annoy them. Like five times. No, bring out the other ones. No, bring out more. None of these. And so they would kick him out. That was how much how much prostitutes were in Japan at that time.
It wouldn't surprise me since half of Tokyo was in rubble.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, I don't think we really want to talk about anything else that went on in Philly.
So,
wow.
I guess that's it for me.
Well, you two must have had an adventure.
I know.
A little bit of
Frank, shut up.
That's the end of
Max's score. That's the end of Max's score.
What kind of an adventure did you have?
That's
no,
the end
I'm
of
curious.
Max's score.
Very curious.
That's the end of Max's score.
Nobody tell us.
No.
That's the end of the corner. Shut the fucking podcast off.
Is this all a butt plug or something?
Okay.
No, I'm curious about an adventure.
We're done.
Show us Sam and Max.
Okay, yeah, Sam and Max.
Vote for Ron Paul.
Ron Paul 08.